It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
We provide a monthly report, which is really just kind of a short form of how busy we were the month before. Now, we provide that to the city commissioners. We're now also posting that as a press release on our website. So in June of 2023, we had 97 arrests. That brings the arrests up to 648 for the year. Last year, our total arrests were 804. We are well on the way to exceeding that. As we have in the past couple of years, we've gone back to see how many of these arrestees have been arrested multiple times. In 2021, it was at least 50% had been arrested at least two or more times. When we were crunching the numbers for 2022, at least half of these people had all been arrested at least twice or more. As we get into halfway through the 2023 year, we're seeing the same thing. This kind of gets back to the need to close the revolving door of having officers make good arrests and then having those people get right back out on low bail or on their own recognizance waiting for trial. Other things that were going on in June, we had 8 vehicle crashes. 3 of those were injury. 4 crimes against persons. We had no murders, no sex crimes. There were 2 batteries that were at a felony level. So far this year, that means we've had 23 batteries. Property crimes, the burglary, theft, criminal damage, or vandalism. We had 10 burglaries. We're up to 64 so far for the year. We had 50 thefts. That gives us 253 for the year, and vandalism, 17 reports, that got us up to 95. The 2 items I think that are noteworthy to, again, bring to everybody's attention, we had 17 domestic violence investigations, bringing us to 176 domestic violence incidents so far this year in our community. That's a community issue that the community is going to have to get their arms around. This is something that has been systemic in Parsons for, unfortunately, the last several decades. And at some point, the community has to make a decision. What are we going to do collectively to reduce or eliminate domestic violence? We had 13 folks in crisis. That brings us to 108. Again, I wish law enforcement was not the primary first responder for people in crisis or in a mental health incident, because these are health crises. We're there if there's a need for us to show up. But I think that's a community discussion about a better way to utilize the resources in our community to help people that are in crisis.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.